This is Radioactive Magazine, a KKFI public affairs program of progressive activism, opinion, and commentary. Opinions expressed on this program are those of the speakers alone and are not necessarily the views of KKFI, its staff, volunteers, board of directors, show hosts, or other guests on the program.
Good evening, radioactive listeners. My name is Mike Dean. I'm a member of American Promise, a new organization that has just launched in a few select cities, including Kansas City. Tomorrow night, at All Souls Unitarian Universalist Church, we will be hosting not one but two important authors, beginning at 6 p.m. Each of their books are among the most incisive in focusing on two fundamental issues that intertwine to afflict the American political and legal systems, impacting everything from global warming to wealth inequality to corrupt elected officials and more. Derek Cressman has directed Common Cause's Amend 2012 campaign and campaign for the Public Interest Research Group. He has testified before U.S. Senate committees and is the author of When Money Talks, The High Price of Free Speech. And on the phone with us today is Jeff Clements, constitutional lawyer, author of Corporations Are Not People, and head of American Promise. Good evening, Jeff. Jeff is going to be on the line with us in just a moment. And in fact, he's on here now, I believe. Good evening, Jeff. All right, we're going to get this cleared up in just a moment. Again, my name is Mike Dean. I'm a member of American Promise. And this is a brand new organization that has just launched in a few cities, including Kansas City. And we have an event tomorrow night at All Souls. We're going to have two authors who are going to come to speak about money in politics and corporate power and what we can do about it. Just eight cities across the United States, and it's a very much a locally focused organization. We're trying to work out here in Kansas City how best to launch it in other cities eventually. Kansas City is one of the eight cities. There's Ypsilanti, Michigan, Portland, Maine, Little Rock, Arkansas, San Francisco has an American Promise Association, and I think we have Jeff Clements with us on the line now, Jeff.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Really good. Good to hear you.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Well, let's launch right into us. Tell us about American Promise.
Well, Mike, it's something I'm really excited about. It's just what the name implies. American Promise is based on our core beliefs as Americans, the promise of our country. I think the promise most Americans, all Americans, really carry in us, which is we're all equal citizens. We all have rights because we're human beings, and we're all responsible for our self-government. And what we're doing is bringing Americans all over the country together in our local communities, when bringing those who believe those core fundamental principles and who also believe those are very endangered right now, the threat because of Citizens United, the Supreme Court's decision, concentrations of power among wealth and corporations, and the spending in our elections. So we're in real danger of, in our generation, breaking the promise, in our generation, losing the promise. So American Promise is how we fight back. It's how we work in our communities across partisan lines to advance the 28th Amendment that overturns Citizens United, and most importantly, puts back into our foundation of government the idea that is our foundation, which is we're equal citizens, and money doesn't buy you more access, doesn't buy you more power, doesn't buy you more representation or votes. in the political process, and that's what we're all about.
You mentioned the 28th Amendment. There has been a movement for a while now for 28th Amendment that says that corporations are not people and money is not speech, and that's obviously the short version. American Promise takes the position, I believe, that we may have a 28th and 29th and maybe a 30th Amendment. Could you go into that?
Yeah, that's right. We are building on the strength and building on the work of lots of us who've been in this, and I've been one of them. I know you have many others who've been working since the Citizens United decision to sound the alarm about what it means to build a constitutional amendment movement and constitutional amendment work in the country. And we've come a long way. Now American Promise builds on those strengths. It unifies all the other work that goes on. We try to help support, and people can join American Promise and work on all those other pieces of it. And for that reason, we don't say exactly what the 28th Amendment has to say. There's very good language for it, but there's the success we've had. It means there's now several related versions of the amendment pending in Congress, and there's debate about what it should be. As you say, Mike, there's a fundamental principle at stake about human beings having constitutional rights and money not being the same as speech, that money doesn't buy political representation in a country that believes in one person, one vote. And so we'll see these amendments move forward, and members of American Promise will be part of the debate, even within American Promise, about what the 28th Amendment is. And we're going to drive it forward. And if we don't get everything the first time, we're going to be back. That's what we do. That's how democracy works. And the beauty of coming together around our core beliefs of equal citizenship and human liberty is that that means that we're not organizing around particular exact remedies, because there's a whole lot of people who haven't been in this debate yet. They haven't heard all the ins and outs of what the amendment should say. We want them to be part of this conversation, and they can join the conversation. So I'm confident that American Promise can help advance that conversation. And if we do this right, as Americans have always done in our history, we won't just have one amendment, because there's a lot that needs to be fixed. And when Americans come together to fix the constitutional foundation, we tend to do it with a group of amendments at a time, usually, three, four at a time within a period of 10 years. I think we're going to see something like that.
You mentioned that we need to bring in a lot of people who are not familiar with these core issues. American Promise has a real commitment to cross-partisanship. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, we sure do. The problems we face in the country, the challenges, and the opportunity all depend on the 80% or so of us who already agree on the Supreme Court should not be binding us, tying our hands behind our back as a people from being able to keep big concentrations of money from corrupting and buying our politicians and our political system. Americans, by the same margin, agree that we shouldn't be run by concentrated global corporations that don't have America's interests at stake. They are global by definition. And so the challenge we have, if we want to win this in our time, we have to get the 80% of us to come together and advance and move forward. That means, yes, we need Republicans to stand with Democrats, to stand with independents, and get this right. There'll be plenty of room for partisan elections. There should be. There'll be plenty of room for arguments and debates. But American Promise is committed to being a place where Americans can work on the fundamental principles of human liberty, equal citizenship, and our responsibility as Americans to govern ourselves and advance the 28th Amendment. And so we model that. We have a national advisory council to start with, just to show the support we have from national leaders like the historian Doris Kearns Goodwin, Senator Alan Simpson, a Republican from Wyoming, now out of the Senate, Jim Leach, another Republican from Iowa, out of Congress now, Mike Dukakis, the former Democratic nominee for president, faith leaders, business leaders, who are, you can find them on our website, AmericanPromise.net, at a link at the bottom called AP Council. But these are leading Americans saying, we need a 28th Amendment. We need it now, and we need to come together across party lines. And that's what we support for people to do in their communities, like Kansas City, like we're doing all over the country right now.
Again, my name is Mike Dean. I'm a member of American Promise, an organization that is just launching, and in just a few select cities, including Kansas City. I'm speaking with Jeff Clements, the author of Corporations Are Not People. And tomorrow night, Jeff will be at All Souls beginning at 6 p.m. That's at 4501 Walnut near the Kemper Museum. He will be joined by Derek Cressman, who just released a new book called When Money Talks, The High Price of Free Speech. And Jeff, as I've been mentioning, the Kansas City is one of eight, as you call them, beta testing associations. This is a very locally focused national organization. Can you talk about the emphasis you put on the local and on supporting local associations?
Yeah, Mike, local is so key. I think we all understand it intuitively, and that is where we have our democracy debates. That's where we do everything. It's where we live. It's where our families are. It's where we work. We have to break down the huge challenge that seems to be in front of us of the 28th Amendment. And again, I think we've come a very long way, and I'm confident we will win this. But the way we break it down into pieces that we can all do something about to advance is to do it in our communities. And so we have eight sort of prototypes they're launching, and I'm so glad Kansas City is one of them. I think Kansas City is a real exciting place to be, and I look forward to being there tomorrow night. And thank you, Mike, for your leadership there. We are all volunteers. You're a volunteer. I'm a volunteer. I'm doing this in my hometown, Concord, Massachusetts, where the revolution began. And we have one in Portland, Maine. We have one in Little Rock, Arkansas. We have one up in Ypsilanti, Michigan, and out on the West Coast in San Francisco. And more are coming soon. So we're going to learn from each other. We're going to support each other. American Promise exists to connect us both locally and nationally. But so much of the work has to be in our communities for all the best reasons. And I think a lot of the partisanship that can divide us at the national level, a lot of the sort of barriers to trying to get involved, doing something more than signing a petition or doing something more than just clicking online, you can do that in your local community. And we can build community. We can help each other. This is something that will take a lot of volunteer effort. But we have to sustain ourselves, sustain each other for a long-term fight. This isn't something that Congress is going to wake up tomorrow and say is a good idea. But we have a strategic game plan that wins it in this decade. But the game plan depends on us all working in our local communities to the extent we can. It just means you bring to it what you can, you pitch in where you can, come to the meeting tomorrow night and find out more, and then come to the next meeting, and that's how it happens. It's how most of the really great things we've done in this country have happened, one community at a time.
Yeah, and this is an opportunity for forward-thinking individuals in Kansas City to get involved and make an impact early on in a national organization, and the Kansas City members are going to help create a model that will then be transplanted, cloned, as you said, to other cities across the United States.
Yeah, that's right. And I think, we have both the model supports that kind of idea of testing it, trying it, seeing what works, getting better at it, and then replicating it in other communities. But it also supports, even within a community, we can learn from each other. So, Kansas City, it's great that you guys are starting up, but you will also see, oh, look what the folks did in Ypsilanti. Let's try that here. And we connect through something we call AP Connect, which is a technology platform, a sort of resources and network online. But we also connect in community right there, so you can do the work there. And as you progress and can continue to advance the cause of the 28th Amendment in your area, other communities will note that. We will help start American Promise Associations, as we call them, in other communities. And you will be the leaders of something that we can then say, hey, here's what worked in Kansas City. Try it here. And then they'll try something, and it might even get better there, and they'll feed that back to Kansas City and elsewhere and all the other APAs. And it will replicate quickly, and we will see this rapid spread of cross-partisan associations of a place where Americans can come together to advance the 28th Amendment and save our democracy from big money and global corporations.
Yeah, I think one thing that's really, really appealing is the horizontal structure of American Promise, that you make an emphasis that we in Kansas City can communicate with other associations in other cities. There is an interactive website, as you said, at AmericanPromise.net that has, in addition to having a wealth of curated content about these issues, a lot of important information. It's also, as you said, has a social platform that allows us to talk to other associations and share our successes and cheer each other on.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that's one of the things, as I said, we're building on strength. But some of the missing pieces that American Promise is trying to help bring to everybody trying to do this work of taking back our democracy, our own government from the consequences of Citizens United, some of the missing pieces have been that connection across with each other. You know, we've done all together, everyone in this work, Americans have enacted 700 resolutions in cities and towns calling for the 28th Amendment. 16 states have called for the 28th Amendment, passed resolutions. But we have these victories, but people don't hear about it. The national media doesn't cover it. We're not connected to each other. We don't know as much as we should how that succeeded or what lessons were learned when a community does that or a state does that. When a state does it, we don't have the sort of local associations that can then move forward on the resolution state to advance the cause further and make the resolution stick. So that idea, as you say, Mike, of horizontal connection with each other is so important. It really encourages us. It gives us a celebration when we win. It lets us know you're not alone if you think our government is seriously corrupted by big money, and you're not alone when you think, hey, you know what? We, just like people who came before us, we can do big historic things like a constitutional amendment to fix it. And so that's the key of the key piece that we're adding, among others, is that that horizontal connection and that cross-partisan horizontal connection backed by the resources so we can learn from each other.
Yeah, of course we don't hear about all of the successes through the mainstream media, because it's the mainstream media that benefits from all of the political advertising spending. This is Radioactive Magazine. My name is Mike Dean. I'm a member of American Promise. We're speaking with Jeff Clements, the author of Corporations Are Not People. He'll be at All Souls tomorrow night at 6 p.m. He'll be joined by Derek Cressman, the author of When Money Talks, The High Price of Free Speech. Now, Jeff, a lot of people who listen to KKFI are concerned about global warming. If I'm one of those people, and I am, of course, why should I get involved in American Promise?
Well, you know, I am too. I think a lot of us are, and I think more and more it's hard to ignore the fact that we are seeing not just a democracy crisis, but a series of related crises of systems that aren't working anymore. The old sort of, early industrial approach is beginning to not serve us. And climate and global warming are one of the consequences, but we see the same thing in the economy. We see the same thing with Wall Street. We see the same thing with global trade, where certain loops have started to work against us rather than for us. And the what I call the democracy crisis is a reflection of that and a part of the old systems trying to hang on after they're no longer serving the people. And if the people could actually have an effective democracy, we'd be able to move forward and get some serious reform in all of those areas that would much better serve the country. So if your, you know, number one issue, almost no matter what it is, but say climate, as you mentioned, Mike, you know, you look at how come we have not been able to tackle this problem. You know, this country that we put men on the moon can't seem to begin to get any kind of effective national policy. Well, it's the domination of fossil fuel corporations in Washington and elsewhere that contributes to that. It's the creation of corporate constitutional rights that leads to what I call the corporate veto. You know, even when we make progress, things get struck down in the courts, and we can't advance it. You know, ironically, I tell the story in my book of Lewis Powell, who kind of was the architect, a U.S. Chamber of Commerce lawyer, who was the architect of this idea, well, let's create corporate constitutional rights, especially corporate speech rights, in order to kind of ratchet back democracy. And he ended up on the Supreme Court. He was able, over a few years, to do just that. And one of the first cases in the country, thanks to him, they created the idea that corporate free speech means sometimes our laws have to go, was a law that involved a regulation on utilities to stop them from promoting the consumption of energy during the energy crisis, because the energy utilities didn't care about the energy crisis. They cared about shareholder profit. So they were promoting energy consumption at all costs. And we were told by the Supreme Court, we're not allowed to make laws like that. The corporate veto came in, and we're seeing it ever since, even more and more from, you know, Chevron in Richmond, California, to Massey Energy in the coal fields of Appalachia, where just people are becoming subservient to the global corporate drive for profit. And until we get a handle on that, from climate change to clean water to almost everything else, will be very difficult to get a handle on.
Yeah, as long as corporations can claim that they have constitutional rights as persons, we're not going to be able to pass any effective laws to, say, promote the use of solar energy in a community, maybe, and as well to maybe a city or a state wants to pass a minimum wage law, a corporation can step in and say, wait a minute, our rights as people, as persons, are under attack, and file a lawsuit, and under the current system, they are, it's very likely that they're going to win.
And, you know, that's not a hypothetical, Mike. In Seattle and Los Angeles and other cities have started passing minimum wage laws. You know, those are costly places to live, and people are working 2-3 jobs, working more than full time, and unable to even make ends meet. And in the absence of any ability of our federal government to solve the problem of collapsing wages, cities are starting to step in and enact, again, at the local level, minimum wage laws and other approaches. And they have been sued by corporations claiming, the global corporations claiming, that even the minimum wage increase violates corporate constitutional rights. And these are the kind of arguments that we haven't heard in this country until this time, since the last Gilded Age. I mean, we forget, but this kind of overreach of concentrated wealth and power happened before, and we called it the Gilded Age, and they struck down even child labor laws were struck down by the Supreme Court, worker safety laws. Now, corporations at that time, and this is turn of the last century, 1900, that era, the court was almost as pro-corporate as it is now, and it got way out of balance, and it took a lot of hard work to kind of get the balance between the economic activity of corporations, which is something that can be very positive, but not to prevent the political leveraging of that power to hurt the American people. And so we're seeing it again when even wage laws are struck down as violations of corporate rights. It looks very much like the court at the turn of the century. And it took constitutional amendments and a whole lot of hard work to get it right. And that's what we're going to be doing this time, too.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. And of course, in addition to that corporate legal power and corporate political power, well, certainly corporate political power and billionaires' political power, will be an emphasis of Derek Cressman's talk tomorrow evening at All Souls. Derek, again, is the author of When Money Talks, The High Price of Free Speech. And Jeff Clements, who was kind enough to join us today, is the author of Corporations Are Not People. And American Promise is a new organization just launching in Kansas City, and we're hosting the two of them tomorrow night again at 6 p.m., All Souls, 4501 Walnut near the Kemper Museum. We hope a lot of people can come out and get involved, because these are fundamental issues that are bewitching our nation and underlying a lot of the problems that we're facing.
That's right, Mike, and I do hope people will come out to see Derek Cressman. He's a great guy. His book's excellent. I'm looking forward to seeing him. We're going to have a lot of fun. I worked a bit with Derek when Montana passed by ballot initiative, 75%, 25%, a 28th Amendment resolution. And it's the kind of cross-partisan good work that we can do, I think, anywhere in the country. So it's going to be really a great time in Kansas City tomorrow with Derek and hear about his new books and his new book and what he's been hearing around the country.
Jeff, I really appreciate you coming on the show today.
Thank you, Mike. Great to be with you again, and look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Absolutely. Thanks very much.
All right. Thank you. Take care.